25 years ago this month, a British writer published the first volume in a series of books that would soon entrance the world and make her one of the most famous and richest authors in history. The author was Joanne Rowling, a single mother so poor she had to write in cafes because she could not afford to heat her home. Rowling's story is a rags-to-riches tale, worthy of a novel itself. Rowling's second career, after writing, is breaking records. With more than 500 million books sold, she is the top-selling author in the history of publishing. The eight Potter films have grossed $7.7 billion. While her play, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, broke Broadway records with ticket sales worth $2.3 million in a single week. Rowling was the first author to make $1 billion from writing books. The films, meanwhile, are reputed to have given her an incredible $700 million. Rowling's rags-to-riches story began in 1990. When the idea for the character Harry Potter suddenly came to her during a Manchester to London train journey. She had been writing since she was a child. Over the next 5 years, she prepared the plots for a series of books, scribbling notes on hundreds of pieces of paper. During the same time, she moved to Portugal, got married, had a baby daughter, got divorced and moved back to Britain, to Edinburgh, with the notes in a suitcase. Dirt poor on welfare benefit, unable to pay her heating bills and seriously depressed, she wrote the first three chapters of her first book in cafes, with the baby asleep beside her. At moments, she considered suicide. Rowling sent off the three chapters to a dozen publishers. All said no. Then fate stepped in. The head of Bloomsbury Publishing gave the chapters to his 8-year-old daughter. Returning just 1 hour later, she told her father that he had to publish. Bloomsbury decided to print 500 copies. As if by magic, word of mouth spread the story around Britain, and children started to fall in love with Harry the Orphan Wizard, followed by children around the world. Then adults fell under the spell. The Harry Potter books are well-plotted storytelling at its best, with lovable heroes, quirky characters, and cruel, scary villains. The series' more than 1 million words create a sense of wonder and joyful addiction, allowing readers to follow the journey of the story's three heroes as they make their way through their young lives. Rowling published the seventh and final volume of the series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, in July 2007. Since then, she has turned to writing fiction for adults, while also continuing to publish stories for younger readers. During the same period, Harry Potter has become a merchandising phenomenon, with theme parks in both the UK and the US. J.K. Rowling is also a phenomenon, and not just in the publishing sense. Her generosity is legendary. She has founded and supported numerous charities on a worldwide scale, with donations of millions of dollars going to causes such as helping the homeless, the victims of domestic violence, and single parents in need, as well as projects aimed at ending the institutionalization of children in orphanages. Perhaps closest to her heart is her own philanthropic project, the Anne Rowling Regenerative Neurology Clinic at the University of Edinburgh, which she founded with a gift of $16 million. The clinic is named after her mother, who died of an aggressive form of multiple sclerosis in 1990, aged just 45. Rowling has spoken of her sadness that her mother never lived to see her astonishing literary success.